This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And just moments ago, I was correcting the record from distortions by Senator Kamala Harris, distortions about Abraham Lincoln. And now she is pushing, right this moment, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. She's pushing her on questions about climate change. She asked her whether she believes that COVID-19 is infectious. And Judge Barrett said, I'm not sure where you're going with this. Yes, but of course, there's a consensus of opinion that it is infectious. And she said, do you believe that smoking causes cancer? And Judge Barrett said, well, of course, there's a warning on every cigarette label that indicates that smoking does cause cancer. And then she said, came to the question of climate change. Do you believe that climate change is man-made and is a serious problem? Anyway, let's go to this interchange that's going on right now. This is the Senate hearing live with Harris versus Barrett. Listen.
What it means for civil rights, for workers' rights, for consumer rights, for climate change, and the right to a safe and legal abortion, not to mention access to health care regardless of income or pre-existing conditions. They are also deeply concerned about what this means for our nation's continued pursuit of the timeless principle, equal justice under law. And I share those concerns. Sadly, my Senate Republican colleagues are doing, I believe, great harm with this illegitimate process. And if they are successful, it has the potential to do great damage. And I believe that damage is to the people of our country and to the United States Supreme Court. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Harris. Senator Kennedy.
Okay, that's the end of her. Here's her line of questions that led up to that. The one question I want to put on the table, and again, if there's somebody out there who's a big Kamala Harris supporter, and there may well be, could you tell me, she just called this an illegitimate process. What is illegitimate about this process? What is wrong with it? Again, there are tons of examples, 21 of them, of an appointment made during election year to the Supreme Court of the United States. They are now having an open hearing where the Democrats are able to question judgment. Why is it illegitimate? In what sense is it unconstitutional? Joe Biden called it unconstitutional. I'm sorry, that's just flat out wrong. What's illegitimate and unconstitutional about what's going on? I'll tell you what's illegitimate about this line of questioning is it's like a kind of trick that a junior high school debater would use. But here is Kamala Harris interrogating Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Listen.
And do you accept that COVID-19 is infectious?
I think, yes, I do accept that COVID-19 is infectious, but that's something of which I feel like, you know, we could say you take judicial notice of. It's an obvious fact, yes.
Do you accept that smoking causes cancer?
I'm not sure exactly where you're going with this, but, you know, the notice that smoking
causes... The question is what it is. You can answer it if you believe yes or no.
Senator Harris, yes, every package of cigarettes warns that smoking causes cancer.
And do you believe that climate change is happening and is threatening the air we breathe and the water we drink?
Senator, again, I was wondering where you were going with that. You have asked me a series of questions like that are completely uncontroversial, like whether COVID-19 is infectious, whether smoking causes cancer, and then trying to analogize that to eliciting an opinion on me that is a very contentious matter, opinion from me.
Okay, that's exactly right. And next up, let me ask you, Judge Barrett, do you believe the Earth is round? Now, of course, if Senator Harris put that question to the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Delaware, she would get no, I think the Earth is flat. She does. And her name is Lauren Witzke, and she's a nut. But, the point is that Kamala Harris has a perfect right as a United States senator and as a prospective vice president to try to convince the American people that the horrible wildfires in California have been largely caused by climate change, or that at least climate change is a meaningful contributing factor to these wildfires. You can try to persuade the American people all you want, but a judge doesn't decide this. What a judge is supposed to do is to, certainly if there is a scientific question that is involved in a judicial matter, a judge would want to get the best scientific information available, particularly there where there's just an overwhelming consensus. But given the truly minuscule amount of measurable climate change, and it's, again, not just in the last year or two, but in the last 50 years, this proposition that the reason we had terrible wildfires in California is primarily due to climate change is dubious. And I'll tell you what else is dubious. One of the things that people assume is that mainstream media, particularly a network like CNN, I won't even say a network like CNN, particularly CNN, this is not a pro-Trump network. This is not government broadcasting. But today there was a long battle on CNN. It's fascinating to watch between Wolf Blitzer, who I believe is a good journalist, and Nancy Pelosi. And Wolf Blitzer was aggressive and effective in trying to push Nancy Pelosi about why she is holding up at the damage of the whole U.S. economy a stimulus deal where President Trump, frankly, has been much more flexible. Here's the way their interchange sounded. This is clip 1A.
$1.8 trillion, and the president just tweeted, stimulus, go big or go home. He wants even more right now, so why not work out
That's
a deal with him, and don't let the perfect, as they say here in Washington, be the enemy of the good.
Well, I will not let the wrong be the enemy of the right.
What's wrong with $1.8 trillion?
You know what? Do you have any idea what the difference is between the spending that they have in their bill and that we have in our bill? Do you realize that they have come back and said all these things for child tax credits and earned income tax credits or helping people who have lost their jobs are eliminated in their bill? Do you realize they pay no respect to the fact that child care is very important for people whose children cannot go to school?
It's not everything you
want,
but there's a lot there.
Okay, and then it ends like this.
No, Speaker, these are incredibly difficult times right now, and we'll leave it on that note. Thank you so much for joining
us.
We'll
leave it on the vote that you are not right on this, Wolf, and I hate to say that to you. But I feel confident about it, and I feel confident about my colleagues, and I feel confidence in my chairs.
And it's not about me. It's about millions of Americans who can't put food on the table, who can't pay the rent.
And we represent them. We represent them.
Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, as they say.
It is nowhere near perfect.
Madam Speaker.
Always the case, but we're not even close to the good.
All right, let's see what happens, because every day is critically, critically important. Thanks so much
for
joining us.
Thank you for your sensitivity to our constituents' needs.
I am sensitive to them, because I see them on the street begging for food, begging for money. Madam Speaker, thank you so much.
Have you fed them? We feed them. We feed them.
We'll continue this conversation down the road for sure.
Okay. Somebody got a special award for that interchange. It wasn't Nancy Pelosi. We'll tell you about it. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, today you can join our crowd's investment in TechSee. That's TechSee, T-E-C-H-S-E-E. It's a software app that helps technicians and customer service teams see what the customer sees without ever stepping inside their home or office. It's perfect for a pandemic. It's safe. It's easy. It's already revolutionizing how companies like Salesforce, Verizon, and Samsung support their customers. As the category leader in the visual assistant space, and with remote support being essential during the pandemic, TechC is uniquely positioned to continue to maximize their market share with leading enterprise companies. Find out all about this. It's free. There's no obligation. Just go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for our crowd. This is my brother's wildly successful high-tech investment company for startups, many of them located in Israel. And you can go up there right now. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for our crowd. And I will tell you, Mediaite isn't always with our crowd, but they gave their winner of the day. They have a media winner of the day that they always announce. And today they gave it to Wolf Blitzer. And here's the way
they are. Is...
Yeah, it's Wolfie. And Wolf wins because they quote Rudyard Kipling's famous poem, If, which begins, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. And the whole idea of If, of course, is extolling the virtues and principles he hopes his son will learn as he grows into a man. CNN's Wolf Blitzer, they write, would have made Kipling proud. Doing an admirable job keeping his head during an off-the-rails interview with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, and the runner-up is Andrew Yang. Remember him? I believe he's now a commentator on CNN. But Andrew Yang tweeted to Pelosi openly, stating, Nancy Pelosi, take this deal. Put politics aside. People are hurting.
It's pathetic.
It is pathetic. The story from the Wall Street Journal, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate would vote on a narrow coronavirus relief bill next week, setting up a potential showdown with Democrats who have pushed for an agreement on a broader aid package. Senator McConnell said in a statement that the legislation would include new funding for the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP. That's a $670 billion federal initiative that provides forgivable government-backed loans to small businesses grappling with the economic fallout of the pandemic. Authorization for PPP expired in August, and it still had $130 billion of funds left over. McConnell said in an event in Kentucky that the bill would cost only about $500 billion, which is much less than Nancy Pelosi wants, and address several other GOP priorities, including school funding, so schools can open safely, and expanded liability protections for lawsuits related to the coronavirus. Secretary Mnuchin and Chief of Staff Meadows are right. There is no excuse for Democrats to keep blocking job-saving funding for the Paycheck Protection Program while other conversations continue, McConnell said in his statement. Look, why not? It would help the country. And unfortunately, I think the reason why not is political. It's because, look, they are... Very fearful are the Democrats of Trump changing momentum and making this a closer election than it appears to be right now. They like the idea of a blowout election. Of course they do, because that means there'll be no contest about its legitimacy, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing. It's more important. It's important to the market. It's important to individual Americans. It's important to the country to get some kind of stimulus package through the Congress. Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, has said, we need this. And to do damage to the country because you want to prevent Trump from getting any credit at all, that's not the right thing to do, Speaker Pelosi. And there have to be more Democrats like Andrew Yang who are speaking out about this clearly. And speaking about Democrats needing to speak out clearly, there's a headline in the Wall Street Journal. It says, Portland tumult ruffles mayor's race. And what it points out here is that I think people know that Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, has been the most feckless mayor in maybe in world history to allow destructive riots, including riots that occurred on Sunday night where they smashed two statues and they broke windows and looted a whole business district. Well, surprise, surprise, it looks like he's losing an election. But here's the worst part of the surprise. His opponent, whose name is Sarah Iannarone, is an Antifa candidate. She is running to Wheeler's left. She has joined demonstrations while donning a gas mask and publicly declared, I am Antifa. It's like I am Spartacus. Referring to the loose affiliation of left-wing activists who confront those they consider racist or fascist. While there are no recent public polls in the matchup, political analysts and the candidates themselves agree the Election Day contest has tightened significantly. Wheeler said there are people on both sides of that coin who were very anxious, frustrated, and angry about the handling of the protests. I think that more than anything else has caused my favorability ratings to collapse virtually overnight. Well, duh! If you are unable to stop people from disrupting life in your city for 160 nights in a row, yes, your favorability ratings are going to be microscopic. A poll last month found 63% of voters had an unfavorable view of Mr. Wheeler, and 26% viewed him favorably. Where'd they find the 26%? The survey, commissioned by a group supporting a ballot measure to create a new police oversight board, found that 59% of Portlanders believe the city is moving in the wrong direction. The city isn't moving at all. It's just cringing as it gets battered by thugs. And one of those thugs is about to be elected mayor, apparently. Ms. Iannarone is in a stronger financial position than the incumbent. This Antifa candidate has raised $691,000. She has over $250,000 on hand. This is sad. Could things get worse in Portland? I think an Antifa mayor amounts to worse. Can Barbie save us? Well, she's trying. We'll get to woke Barbie coming up.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The stock market closed lower on Wednesday as doubt over a coronavirus aid package increased. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 165 points to close just above 28,500. The S&P 500 closed down 23 points with the NASDAQ losing 95. Big tech companies led the slide with Amazon falling more than 2%, Netflix dropping 2.3%, and Microsoft dipping by nearly 1%. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is facing a second day of questioning in her Supreme Court nomination hearing, receiving many questions from Democratic senators about the Affordable Care Act. Senate Judiciary Chair South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham addressed that on Wednesday, saying Obamacare should not be the focus of the hearings.
This hearing has been more about Obamacare than it has you. Obamacare is on the ballot. If you want socialized, single-payer health care, that's on the ballot.
This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, there is a pioneering, beloved feminist leader who contributes to a real development in our culture, our society, and that is the subject of this Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Celebration of diversity in action. It's time for toleration.
This is what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
Imagine all the people
in harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
And yes, this involves Barbie, who is in very profound and meaningful conversation about white privilege and systemic racism. No, I'm not kidding. This is a part of a Barbie vlog, which was posted on her own official YouTube channel. And I mentioned to you, her full name is Barbie Millicent Roberts. No relation, I think, to the Supreme Court Chief Justice. Barbie speaks with her black friend, Nikki. And this is the meeting of the minds, the way it sounds on Barbie's vlog. Listen.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
So there is a huge movement going on. People, millions of people across the world are standing up to fight against racism. And they're doing this because too often and for such a long time, people have been treated unfairly. And in some cases, even hurt by others because of the color of their skin. This stuff isn't easy to talk about, which is exactly why we have to talk about it.
It's a tough conversation, but I'm glad we're having it. People might think that my life looks fine, but the truth is I and so many other black people have to deal with racism all the time. It's really hurtful, and it can be scary and sad, and I wanted to share some stories about that today.
Okay, and look, I know that there's an element of this that is sweet and well-intentioned and very nice, and of course, Barbie and Nikki are both beautiful young women, but what Nikki does is she tells stories, and one of the stories she tells is Barbie and I had a sticker selling contest on the beach last month. We split up and went different directions to see who could sell the most. Well, while I was on the boardwalk, beach security stopped me 3 times. They asked me all these questions over and over, and they even called my mom. The security officers thought I was doing something bad, even though I was doing exactly what you were doing, Nikki explained. So Barbie displays her compassion and conscience. That would be clip B.
White people get an advantage that they didn't earn, and black people get a disadvantage that they don't deserve.
Exactly. It's really serious. Some people even get hurt when others think the wrong things about them. That's exactly why people are marching, because when enough of us stand together, people pay attention.
Right. Because when we don't say anything, we're just letting it continue.
Well, you listening and being supportive, that's helpful. It's important to keep reading and learning more about Black history. And if someone is being treated unfairly, stand up for that person. If we all work together, we can make a big difference.
Thank you so much for sharing all of this with me today. With us.
Yeah. It's not easy, but it's necessary.
Okay. One of the things that I find most disturbing about even some of the very well-intentioned, very nice, very positive attempts to cope with racism is this whole idea that it's so difficult, that it's so hard to even talk about it. It's hard not to talk about it. I mean, and by the way, Barbie sent out a tweet. She has her own Twitter account, @Barbie, on Twitter. Together, let's keep listening, keep learning, and take action to inspire change. For more resources on how to talk about anti-racism with your kids, visit, and I can imagine it's going to be the same books. The whole idea is that the right answer to racism is white guilt. And no, I don't believe that. I don't believe it's true. This goes to the point that Jeff Finn Paul was making, the professor from Holland, today on the show, is that trying to persuade people that everyone is guilty, that the entire system is stacked against you, that doesn't help black people. It doesn't help white people. It doesn't help the idea of change or progress. It doesn't help individuals. It doesn't help a society. It certainly doesn't help the United States of America. And there's another story like this that falls in the same category. And it's a fairly amazing story from the world of public television. So also an entertainment story, I guess. More than 3 dozen employees of the WNET Group, the parent company of New York's public television stations, 3 dozen employees have called for the resignation of the longtime chief executive, whose name is Neil Shapiro, saying he had not done enough to improve working conditions for employees of color. And here's what happened. On June 1st, 6 days after George Floyd's death, Mr. Shapiro released a statement that is leading to the demands for his firing. Now, what did the statement say? Here's what it said. Racism, he said, is a cancer on the soul of this nation. This has been an agonizing and painful week. Our hearts go out to our many to so many, especially to our African American colleagues. At the same time, it is also a reminder of what drew many of us to public media to help build a more informed country with equal justice for everyone based on understanding and mutual respect. So what's wrong with that? Why are they calling for him being fired? Listen to this. In a June 9th letter, the Inclusion and Diversity Council objected to Mr. Shapiro's likening racism to a cancer. Don't call it a cancer. It is our view, they wrote, that this represents your profound misunderstanding of our nation's history and its current reality. Racism is not an anomaly separate from us. Rather, it is woven into the very fabric of this country and, in fact, our own institution. Another point of contention between the council and WNET management was a 36-second video the company posted on its social media accounts. Set to a plaintive piano, the video presented images of harmony between New York City police officers and citizens. Okay, what's wrong with that? Here's what they say. In one photo, a black man in a hoodie is seen fist bumping a white police officer in riot gear. In another, a white police officer marches in a protest next to a black woman wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. The Inclusion and Diversity Council condemned the video, said it displayed a bias in favor of the police. Can you believe this? And now the guy who has been running this company is being pushed to resign because he had a video that was broadcast that showed the police actually getting along with some black activists, and because he dared to call racism a cancer. Because calling it a cancer implies that it's an anomaly, that it's not... what he should have said is, racism is not a cancer, it's a skeleton. It is the skin, it's the fiber, it's the very essence of who we are. Oh, please. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
America loves him.
Americans love a winner.
Hollywood hates him.
You're a cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug.
Michael Medved.
And coming up, we'll take a quick look at the new series, which is actually attracting a lot of attention right in the middle of the series, seven parts, on the astronaut program. It is a remake expansion of a very successful film from 1983, The Right Stuff. We'll get to that. First up, this morning, Lindsey Graham is involved in this incredibly tough Senate race right now. The guy he's running against, Jamie Harrison, raised $57 million in one quarter. He's going to end up raising over $100 million for a Senate race in South Carolina, which is a relatively small state. It means that everybody in South Carolina is going to see literally dozens of Jamie Harrison ads. So Senator Graham has countered with one of his own. And with one of his own, he shows Jamie Harrison saying nice things about Hillary Clinton. And it shows him sitting down with Hillary Clinton. Now, this was during 2016 when Hillary Clinton came to South Carolina. Jamie Harrison was a Democratic chair. Jamie Harrison, a young African-American lawyer. In any event, the point about this is people say, oh, it's so misleading. Why is he using Hillary Clinton? Jamie Harrison is supporting Joe Biden. Answer, because Hillary Clinton was a much less popular candidate, and she was a loser. And so, of course, if you're going to be doing an anti-Harrison ad, you want her next to Hillary. You don't want Harrison next to Biden, because Biden's doing better in South Carolina. In any event, I think that the strong support and defense that Senator Graham has provided toward Judge Barrett should secure his victory for re-election, and he deserves re-election. Because Lindsey annoys everybody. That's what he does. That's kind of his superpower, is being annoying at times. But on this occasion, when speaking on behalf of Judge Barrett, He's annoying in the best way, giving her a real tribute, saying that she's doing something more than punching through a glass ceiling. This is clip 4A.
This hearing to me is an opportunity to not punch through a glass ceiling, but a reinforced concrete barrier around conservative women. You're going to shatter that barrier. I have never been more proud of a nominee than I am of you. You've been candid to this body about who you are, what you believe. You've been reassuring in your disposition. And this is history being made, folks. This is the first time in American history that we've nominated a woman who's unashamedly pro-life and embraces her faith without apology, and she's going to the court. A seat at the table is waiting on you, and it will be a great signal to all young women who want to, who share your view of the world, that there's a seat at the table for them.
And he goes on to say that the media treatment, of course, has not been as admiring of Judge Barrett as it should be. Listen.
This won't be celebrated in most places. It'd be hard to find much commentary about this moment in American history. But in many of our worlds, this will be celebrated. This has been a long time coming, and we have arrived. So I want to thank President Trump for giving you the opportunity to showcase your talents. I believe that Justice Sotomayor and Kagan were incredibly qualified women of great character, disposition, and integrity. And I believe the same about you.
Okay, what he's bringing up here is the fact that he took a lot of flack from some of his fellow Republicans because he voted to confirm Sotomayor and Kagan. So did a bunch of Republicans. They won confirmation easily. This is one area where the Republicans are so much better than the Democrats. There's no question at all. Is this idea that Democrats have of trying to vote down any justice, no matter how qualified. Brett Kavanaugh was incredibly well qualified. And yet he only got, what, two Republican votes? It may have been just one. I think Gorsuch got three Democratic votes, I meant. Gorsuch got three. And Gorsuch, again, enormously qualified, widely respected. Why is this? And it comes to this difference that they hold. They believe that selecting somebody to the Supreme Court is like electing someone to the Senate or electing someone to the House. That the court is really a legislature, that it's there to make laws. It is not. It is there to apply laws. It is there to interpret laws, not to make things up out of whole cloth. And the whole idea that they believe that Amy Coney Barrett emphasizing the traditional concept of a judicial role is somehow a threat, that's an appalling notion. And it's simply wrong. I'll tell you something that is right and that is widely available right now and can be enlightening and enjoyable to watch. It is the new series on Disney Plus. It is called The Right Stuff, based on, yes, the Tom Wolfe nonfiction book and the previous movie. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
First, it was an acclaimed best-selling book, then a wonderful movie in 1983. And now there's a TV series on Disney Plus telling the story of the Magnificent Seven Mercury astronauts. It's called, of course, The Right Stuff.
Americans love stories.
This story ends the climax in space.
It starts right here on Earth.
The only problem with this well-made and watchable series is it's a long, slow slog before they actually get to space. Much of the focus here is on the competitive relationship between famous astronauts John Glenn, played by Patrick J. Adams, and Alan Shepard, brought to life by the charismatic Jake McDormand. There's also attention to the marital woes of these two and their five colleagues before you finally get to the launching pad. 3 stars for the 7-episode, definitely adults only, The Right Stuff.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Adults only because it actually shows, not just speaks about some use of tough language, and it shows fairly dramatically a couple of these astronauts not being exactly perfect husbands. John Glenn, by the way, was a perfect husband, and it emphasizes the love story that he had with his wife. They were married, I believe, 65 years. We will be talking tomorrow about a surprising article that says that there are a lot of powers and movers and shakers in Wall Street who are lining up behind a certain candidate. And it's kind of surprising. Who is that candidate? We will get to that tomorrow on the Medved Show. We'll also try to make some sense over what is supposed to be a big new worldwide trend, which is a healing exercise, a wellness trend, which is referred to as cow hugging. And it involves hugging cows. Why? And how does that work? This is very different from cow tipping, in which cows are harmed. We will get to that next time on the Medved Show. And President Trump's campaign is now demanding $1 million to pay for pro-Trump ads from a former aide, now disgruntled, to the President of the United States. Why? And on what basis? It has to be one of the tougher lawsuits in process. And we'll also talk about why people who worry that we may not know who actually won the election until days later are probably wrong. We will probably know, and probably early in the evening of November 3rd. How? We will get to that. And so much more. The conclusion of the hearings for Judge Barrett. May the conclusion go just as well as the beginning and the middle have. That and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.